Our Letters from Camp Training Camp podcast is brought to you by Bella Construction, a five-star home improvement contractor proudly serving the Pittsburgh area for over 20 years. Visit mybellaroof.com and request a quote today. Brought to you by Bella Construction, Tim Benz, Joe Rutter with you from the Trib Live Hunting Cabin in scenic, beautiful Ligonier, Pennsylvania. It's just the two of us today. I guess Chaz and Buzz thought we're a little too rustic out here. Can they not handle it? Can they not hang?
I guess they didn't like bonding with the ponies and the chickens and the goats and the little miniature pony that's in the house behind us.
Yeah, it's just us two out here for at least now. We don't even know where we're going to be tomorrow. We left practice at Latrobe Memorial Stadium on Monday and went back and did some work and got wind that, who knows, they might have to move practice again on Tuesday because there's inclement weather rolling in. We could be back in the south side. We could be here. We don't really know. So I guess this is reminiscent. I can't remember what the year was. Maddox was the quarterback. I suppose it was 2003. Yeah, it was, because the year went so badly. Do you remember the year of the corn where they used to have the practice field behind the dorms and everybody had to go up there because it was raining all the time?
That was a little before my time, but I do remember people talking about that. You know, and as far as it goes this year, Mike Tomlin likes to say, and the writers are like the players, we're going to be light on our feet.
We got to adjust and follow them wherever they go. They decided they wanted to go to Latrobe Memorial Stadium today and leave the St. Vincent College campus because, well, I think more than anything else, the fields are beat to hell, right?
Yeah, they're just really wet and muddy between them, and I guess they just don't want to risk tearing it up even more so you can't practice there, you know, for the next, what do they got, a week, 10 days left here in camp. They want to be able to use it for the long haul, so they're trying to find, you know, turf field. Even they didn't use the turf field on campus. They had to shift over to Latrobe, so I guess they're just trying to look for anything, you know, that'll suit them, and, you know, maybe tomorrow's the indoor facility. We'll just have to wait and see.
I know people couldn't go to the night practice, but they got a lot of fans there today.
Yeah, they did have enough. You know, it wasn't, you know, 15,000 like they were expecting.
Fireworks.
Yeah, no fireworks. And they did get a couple thousand people that came out. You know, the players did sign autographs before and after. They tried to replicate it as best they could. I think the players understood the situation, you know, again, because they were bussed over, bussed back, and tried to make the best of it. And T.J. Watt actually ended up on the media bus with his brother, mistakenly got on the wrong bus and sucked it up and had to ride with us media scum all the way back to the dorms.
Oh, boy, that had to bother T.J.
He tried to make the most of it, although I don't know who he was sitting next to, but somebody was kind of peppering him with questions, and I think maybe T.J. figured he sat in the wrong seat.
Well, speaking of coming right off the bus, isn't that what Rondell Carter did, the former Dallas Cowboy? And he went out and won a couple of one-on-one reps. I think everybody was impressed with that.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. And what you can tell from seeing him right away is he's not your typical Steelers edge rusher, outside linebacker. Probably built more like a defensive end or a tweener, but a big guy. You know,
he's thick.
Yeah, he's very thick. He's bigger than T.J. Watt, bigger than Alex Highsmith. Definitely a different type of guy. You know, makes you wonder why he wasn't on a team. But, hey, they brought him in. You know, stranger things have happened. But, you know, for his first day here, he did look a little overpowering at times in the one-on-ones.
Speaking of Alex Highsmith, that was one of the injuries that cropped up today. Kevin Dotson got hurt during practice as well, tweaked an ankle. And I was watching that Highsmith injury closely. It was just a train wreck of a play on the inside. I'm not saying like the play was drawn up badly, but just bodies flying everywhere as the play was going on. And Highsmith went down awkwardly, and it could have been catastrophic, not necessarily for him, but for James Daniels, who was blocking someone and his legs were locked, and Highsmith almost rolled right into his legs.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good. They've been fortunate so far that all the injuries they've had have been minor. I mean, they're taking their time with some of these things. Yeah, some players have missed a week or so, but really you don't need Najee Harris out there practicing now. You really don't need Pat Freiermuth out there now. So far all the injuries have been minor, which is a little bit unlike the rest of the NFL, where you're seeing some big injuries come up almost every day.
One guy who was significantly injured but now appears to be getting over it is Larry Ogunjobi. His foot surgery in the offseason set him back in terms of starting camp on time, but here we are 11, 12 days in, and Ogunjobi got his first team reps and made the most of them. He crashed through the offensive line and made a tackle of Anthony McFarland right at the line of scrimmage or in the backfield, and then blew up a play, helped blow up a play on the next snap. If he's going to be that damaging in the run game, then boy, the Steelers got themselves a gift when the Bears decided to not go forward with their contract.
Yeah, and the run defense, is, as everybody knows, is where it's at this year. They've got to stop the run after being dead last. And, you know, they think that bringing him in with Stephon Tuitt gone, that's one of his specialties. He can help clog up the lanes there. They can make more plays, allow the inside linebackers to do more of their thing. Good first impression for him. He was excited to be back out there the first time on the field doing anything really since the playoff game when he was with Cincinnati against the Raiders. So, you know, we'll see how that progresses. I doubt we'll see him in the first game, but I think that that's, you know, that things are looking good for him.
Boy, suddenly the offense looks capable, at least when these star skill position players come back. All of a sudden, I think at least Trubisky looks less lost. And I think there's been like a trickle down then of the depth chart. Guys who are playing up, who are now bumped down to the third team, for instance, are helping Kenny Pickett look a little better too.
Yeah, and they've also moved Pickett again. They kind of wheeled him up and with Rudolph, putting him up on the second team somewhat. So he's gotten chances there. And when he's up there, he's looked fine. He's made some good throws. Really, all three quarterbacks have kind of stepped up and, you know, done what they've supposed to the last few days. You know, Mason Rudolph, I don't believe, still hasn't thrown an interception in a meaningful situation in this camp. And Mitch Trubisky's looked better, looks more comfortable in seven shots, got two scores out of four chances today. So, you know, for the quarterbacks, you want to see them kind of taking that step.
A couple controversies at the goal line in seven shots and the goal line drill.
Yeah, Connor Hayward thought he got in on a pass right on the sideline, and Garrett Guimont, the strength and conditioning coach, he was kind of the arbiter there. And Hayward's like, yeah, I caught it. And he said, yeah, you did, twice. Try to catch it once.
He bobbled it, and then, yeah, I agreed with the call, actually. That's what I saw as well.
Yeah, I thought he bobbled as he went out of bounds because it was right in front of us. But they had a nice playful back and forth. But Connor Hayward wouldn't let up. And then finally, he turned Garrett Guimont turned him and says, catch it once next time.
Makes it a lot easier if you do that. Makes it easier on the quarterbacks as well. So they get the Seattle Seahawks at Acrisure Stadium on Saturday. It'll be the first preseason game of the year. On the Madden Monday podcast, Joe, Mark Madden said that he thinks, at least from what he's hearing, Pickett's so far behind they might be leery of even playing him in the preseason. Do you think it's to that degree?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I would expect him to play a good bit in this first game, because yeah, you're not sure how much you're going to give Trubisky. Then you're going to have Mason Rudolph go after him. You're not going to put Chris Oladokun out there by any indication, because he hasn't taken a snap with any, you know, anybody in teams the entire camp. So you're going to have to get Kenny Pickett ready, and I have a feeling he's going to play a good bit of the second half.
Well, I just wonder how much they use Trubisky, in the sense that if they're using Trubisky, are they then using Freiermuth, Deontay Johnson, who, by the way, came up with a hip pointer today too. We found that out. George Pickens, are they using the first team skill guys, or are they just putting out there with second teamers? And does that matter if he's largely going against second teamers for the Seahawks? I mean, I would like to see Trubisky get a significant amount of time to at least get the reps in, if nothing else.
I think he needs to work with Mason Cole to get, you know, with the center exchange there, you know, maybe get some plays with that offensive line, even if they're just, they run the ball three times and punt, and then he, you know, comes out or moves on to the next series, or just tries, you know, low impact type of plays. I think just for continuity's sake, I mean, they're giving him every first team snap, so you would think if they have the first team line out there, they'd want to at least throw him out there and see what he can do.
Craig Wolfley made it sound like, in his opinion anyway, J.C. Hasenauer is a lot closer to Mason Cole than anybody's talking about.
That's a good observation. I haven't noticed one way or the other, but J.C. Hasenauer is a guy they entrusted enough to start the last two games last year and in the playoffs. I mean, you know, he's a guy that they liked at center, and they think he's comfortable there, and he's a guy that they've kind of kept around, and he's earned his way onto the team the last few years, and he could be a valuable piece.
Do we see the value of the Guardian caps when Minka Fitzpatrick made that tackle in the hole on the goal line?
That was a nice stuff there. A lot of people thought Edmonds might have been involved in that too. But yeah, he came in there and they pushed Benny Snell back. It was a nice stop because it looked like Snell was going to get in, but they kind of met right there and collided and bounced him back. So the next time he got the ball, Snell made sure to go even higher and got over everybody and into the end zone.
Do we have to take a grain of salt when it comes to seeing the Seahawks and their quarterback situation by judging the Steelers' defense compared to what they're doing, kind of like I'm sure people in Seattle have to do watching the Steelers' quarterback situation with their defense?
Probably somewhat. You know, you don't know. You know, the Steelers don't have experience with this three-game preseason. They were one of two teams last year. They had the fourth game. So they've never done this. Seattle, at least, has done this last year. You know, new quarterback there, obviously. But I think, you know, having gone through that, maybe they have a better idea of how to juggle these quarterbacks through these three exhibition games. And I think that's one thing. You know, it's going to be different because, Mike, you know, as you knew Ben Roethlisberger, he wasn't showing up till, well, the third of four last year. So you don't have him around. You have one fewer game. How they handle these quarterbacks is really going to be interesting as this next 3 weeks unfolds.
Joe, thanks. We'll do this again next week somewhere, probably here at the Hunted Cabin. We got to come back for at least most of next week before we get to the second preseason game. I don't know where we'll be tomorrow, but I know we'll be at Heinz Field on Saturday.
Acrisure Stadium, you mean?
Dang it. I was so good about that until the very end. Ah, I'm trying really hard. Brought to you by Bella Construction, mybellaroof.com. Go there and get a quote today.